Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year to those of you who have not tuned into the show yet this year. Seth, I've got a little bit of echo here, if you can control that for me. Thank you. Sounds like it disappeared. Okay, I want to welcome everyone to the show and let you know that I'm going to be following up on some news that I have been reporting for the last two nights. And I should say last night and this afternoon, actually, on the TNT News Hour, I did a whole show basically on the Wantagate developments. Wantagate is the story of trillions of dollars that have been duplicated in the central banks in New York and around the world, those that are collaborating behind the scenes with these central bankers, as well as the stock markets, derivatives, and hedge fund accounts, which are duplicated accounts based upon collateral which is stored in offshore accounts, currently frozen accounts, mind you. And the real story behind the demise or the soon-to-be-realized demise of the American stock exchanges has everything to do with these funds that have been hijacked by the current administration and the prior two presidential administrations before this one. I reported today based upon a release, a press release of sorts, an article, very serious, well-researched article from author, journalist Christopher Story, who is a geo-financial expert in London and New York, although his primary office is in London. Mr. Story publishes some 11 or 12 incredible, when I say incredible, they are believable, but I'm saying really fantastic publications that deal with many issues not reported in the mainstream media, issues that have much to do with accurate historical research and applied in real time to what's going on today. And a lot of the information that Mr. Story reports is based upon his profound understanding of secret societies, and some of these are of a, on the surface, a religious nature, although in reality they're more related to worship of Lucifer or Satan, give him whatever name you prefer, and magic ritual and sacrifice, pedophilia, murder, bloodletting, and every base condition that has ever faced mankind, these people use. Much of what they follow is according to the dictates of Freemasonry, the Knights of Malta, the OTO, also the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Opus Dei, and any secret society you can imagine. Skull and Bones had its, and still has its, ties to Nazi fascism. Many of the members of Skull and Bones have been operating and are currently operating in our government, and they've got designs to take over the world. They refer to it in their own language, in speeches before the United States Senate and House of Representatives and the UN. They use the term New World Order. And really, it's New World Disorder. And to put it more like author Christopher Story, who has been writing about Wantagate, he calls it the New Underworld Order. And it's really related to organized crime. It's of an international scope. And there are men standing up against this right now. We are bringing it to your attention not to put fear into your hearts or in your minds. They do enough of that through the mainstream media and the motion picture industry. What we are attempting to do on Evident Footprints is to bring to light the truth about who these people are and what they're doing so that you can prepare yourself. You can prepare yourself by taking heed when we, or when I suggest, or my guests suggest that you go within and recognize who you are and take responsibility for who you are and stop allowing others to make your decisions about your life. We were given God-given sovereign rights, which are in accordance with universal law, and on this planet, which has become a prison planet over the past 13,000 years or so, maybe as long as 15,000 years, it's been the norm for them to control the masses. We're talking about a handful of people that control the money. Once we come to an understanding that money is really an illusion, and these people really understand the illusion, they play us like an out-of-tune banjo with their fiat currencies, their usury system, and wealth and abundance should and is given to us equally by God, or at least the opportunity to acquire it. And these people, knowing that full well, spend all their days and nights conjuring up ways to take those rights away from us. So in the process of coming to grips with what's going on, we often have to face these often negative and derogatory facts about the status of our lives here, not just in the United States, but all over the world. The whole world is watching America right now to see where we're going, what we're going to do with the current problems we have. And this is probably the biggest bank heist in world history. And I don't mean recent history. I mean in the history of this planet. People are being hoodwinked into investments, promised 500% return. They are not going to see a penny on that. Accounts are being frozen worldwide, especially the offshore accounts where all the money laundering has been going on. The duplicitous accounts have been artificially buttressed by the infusion of large amounts of cash, Federal Reserve, so that these people can meet margin calls. But there are banks, we've heard the reports of banks going under. UBS Switzerland is reported to be bankrupt. Citibank is in a state right now where they are owing trillions of dollars to people once all of this comes out. Now, there is the question of Ambassador Wanta's $27.5 trillion, which roughly by mid-summer was probably worth in excess of $75 trillion. And the big question is, if it doesn't belong to Ambassador Wanta and it doesn't belong to the government, then to whom does it belong? There is a settlement for $4.5 trillion that's been on the table since December of 2005. It should have been paid in June of 2006, and the merry-go-round began, and the money found its way around the globe several times, going in and out of clandestine bank accounts, fictitious bank accounts, names, and these funds have been tracked, and they have been found, and in many cases they're able to go back 100 transactions and basically associate all the people connect to the laundering scheme. This afternoon I reported that Henry Paul, last night, was critically ill from a gunshot wound to the chest. I reported that Secretary of the Treasury, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., passed away. I'm not pleased to report that news. I'm not pleased to report the death of anyone. In this case, the information that came out on Christopher Story's website, and it's not been corroborated. Of course, no one's heard anything in the mainstream media, and we couldn't believe what they would tell us anyway, because they're not in the business of reporting what's going on. They're in the business of putting out propaganda. They're owned by a handful of corporations. These corporations have their allegiance to the Illuminati families and this New World Order. And so these people are basically prostitutes. I'm speaking about the journalists in the media and the editors and the managing directors and the program directors and all the different people that work for television and mainstream radio and the newspapers and certain magazines. They put out the same trash day in and day out, hoodwinking the public, causing you to believe that things are hunky-dory, and you've got shootouts going on in the White House. You've got horses' heads being found in the beds of your president at his Crawford, Texas ranch, sort of a godfather reenactment to force him to get the subliminal message that the game is over. Now, who shot Paulson, and if Paulson has actually been shot is yet to be proven, although I reported last night, I broke the story probably first on any airwaves in the United States. To my knowledge, it may broadcast in the world. Christopher Story did report the happenings going on regarding Wantagate, and reported also that Dick Cheney's closest aide was killed, also shot at very close range in the chest. I surmise that might have been Attorney David Addington. I have no information, but he fits the description of the person described as being that victim. He is the one who is writing all of the laws that they're ramming down Congress's throat and then ours in violation of our Constitution, in violation of the congressional procedures. And we have to speak out about this. They don't like the fact that we're speaking out, but we do that because we're about bringing the truth. And you're not going to hear the truth in the mainstream media, so let's get that clear. Even Christopher Story himself reported that in his most recent article. Quit expecting the very people who lie to you to all of a sudden start telling you the truth. They're not going to do it. This is where our responsibilities stare us point blank in the face. We must wake up. We must take personal responsibility and then collective responsibility for what these people are doing. And that the fact that we've allowed them to go that far, and we can put an end to it once and for all. Now, they're in the process of murdering each other, and there's also a leak that came out, and it's been confirmed by people in the State Department and the Defense Department that there is a hit list of 127 people, senior officials. Now, I don't know if these are government people, bankers, people in the business community, but that has been reiterated several times and checked out. We just had an assassination in Pakistan. That is, my take was that it was a CIA hit. This evening, Christopher Story corroborates that and confirms that his sources tell him the same thing. I said that when the news came out about Paulson, they would eventually have to tell the American people where the Treasury Secretary is. I said they'll probably say that he had a heart attack, or a car accident, or a plane crash. They'll come up with some excuse, but it'll be other than a gunshot wound, unless they're able to pin it on the so-called escaped convict from Laurel, Maryland. In that event, that guy will get the blame, and somebody will end up going to prison for something that someone in the administration did. Now, why they had to shoot Paulson, I don't know, other than that he had been warned to cease and desist the embezzlement of these funds, the game that he was playing. He had been blackmailing the President of the United States. It had been reported, and it had been confirmed. And the blackmail is kind of crazy. When you read what Christopher Story has written, he's claiming that former President George H.W. Bush and William Clinton, both presidents, have blackmailed the son of George H.W. Bush, or George W. Bush. Blackmailed them because these people all have their hands in the till, and they're trying to steal money. Now, it's been reported that our president is on his way to the Middle East, probably to move funds from Dubai and Iraq, Christopher Story reports, and probably to send them to Israel. Israel is known amongst the 9/11 researchers to have been deeply involved in 9/11. Israel is known to control the Council on Foreign Relations and our Congress and our Senate and probably our Supreme Court. So it makes a lot of sense that they would take this money or some money and hide it in Israel. They may be hiding money in Paraguay at the secret ranch that everybody's finding out about, which sits next to Reverend Sun Myung Moon's 1.4 million acres. The Bush compound in Paraguay is only 98,840 acres. Signed by Jenna Bush in early 2007. And Lord knows what that property costs, but they have reported that there are soldiers there. I'm not aware that Congress has authorized sending soldiers to a private ranch owned by the President of the United States. But the barracks there support, I am told, around 16,000 troops. These would most likely be Blackwater mercenaries, the ones that are being trained in North Carolina, in Illinois, and San Diego. The ones that are wreaking havoc in Iraq and Afghanistan, murdering innocent people. And we have soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan reporting that they see this going on. So it's no big secret. These are paid far more than any soldiers who are giving up their lives for their country to defend democracy is the mantra that they use. When in reality, they're murdering and torturing people left and right, not just at Guantanamo Bay. You have to ask yourself why they built over 800 concentration camps in the United States. And everything they're doing mirrors pre-World War II Nazi Germany, starting around 1933 when Adolf Hitler came to power. Same people are involved in these banking scandals. It's the same banks. It's the same same history of people. And really, they're using even the same methods. 9/11 was our Reichstag fire, the event that Adolf Hitler used to declare Germany to put Nazi Germany under his control. It's the moment where he took power. But what they don't tell you is the fact that he was probably trained by Tavistock Institute in London and brainwashed and probably had his mind compartmentalized so that they could turn him into the madman he was. What we're witnessing today is happening, and you're not going to hear it on the mainstream media. Mark my words, when this story about Paulson comes out, they will have some other excuse other than the fact that he was shot, because they'll have to say who shot him. And they'll have to say why. They'll have to say what he was doing. They'll have to disclose to the American people that trillions of dollars have been mirrored, duplicated, a Leninist strategy, obfuscating the true source of funds while they took in investment dollars with the promise of 500% returns to innocent investors that had swallowed the bait, hook, line, and sinker. We're about to lose. There are people in the United States, I hear many in California, to the tune of 2 million families that are going to experience foreclosure on their homes. And we're spending billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, not just on the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan, but also on underground bases, concentration camps, space weapons, bioterror weapons, and they're using depleted uranium. They're exposing our soldiers to it. They're coming home with the sickness, coming home maimed, missing arms and legs. And when they mate and have children, the children are showing signs of exposure to radiation as well. Born with all kinds of deformities, that's if they even survive childbirth. This world is becoming insane day by day, and it's time that we wake up. I'm all for feeling good spiritually and moving to a higher vibration, moving to a higher place. We have to recognize what is going on. We can't just turn our heads the other way or put our heads in the sand like an ostrich and pretend like it's not going on. Now, many people aren't cut out for that fight. And the best thing for them to do is stay out of the way. And it doesn't have to be a violent fight, but it can be one where we assert our individual sovereignty. Grow some gonads for a change and say what we mean and mean what we say. And then follow it up with action. So, I guess it's appropriate to pray for the family of former Secretary of the Treasury, if the reports are accurate, Henry Paulson, who died today of a gunshot wound to the chest, at least one wound. There may be more. And also for whoever the close associate to Vice President Dick Cheney was. These people are busy making their fortunes around the world, buying up companies, using our assets, not just the tax dollars, but the properties they're stealing from people, the courts. And they're doing this illegally. They're doing it under the auspice of Child Protective Services and domestic relations and bankruptcy courts. And they're just stealing people's property, giving them to the judges and the attorneys, laundering the money through the multi-state network that they've worked out. In particular, Chicago and Maricopa County, Arizona, are two of the biggest perpetrators. This magical software developed by Inslaw in the early 1980s has been used and sold around the world, giving intelligence agencies back doors into the computer systems of banks and governments and other intelligence agencies around the world. And they're using the same software or derivatives thereof to spy on American people who are doing nothing but minding their own business, or at least addressing these issues and bringing out the truth, because the mainstream media will not do it and probably haven't done it to any major extent for the past 60 years. Anyone who doubts that, look up in Google, just Google the words Project Mockingbird, and you will see that it was intended to have the media basically mimic itself and keep the public in the dark about what the truth is. Then we have the pharmaceutical companies that are busy drugging your children and drugging you and drugging all of society and trying to brainwash you with the nonstop commercials and the phishing emails from every country in the world to get you to buy drugs, because they want you drugged. They want you to be apathetic. They want you to be numbed down to the point to where you don't care what happens to you. And I come across many people every day that are already in that state. They don't need to take any more drugs. They're already there. They're dumbing us down through our education, and they're dumbing us down through the media if you're dumb enough to listen to it. So, that said, I would like to move on to some other things. Now, I'm taking calls if anyone wants to call into the show tonight. I'll give out the numbers here. Toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, the number is area code 888-228-4494. Worldwide, the toll-free number is 877-489-6350. And we have three direct lines in area code 530, and those numbers are 776-5154, 776-5185, and 876-9916. If you have a comment or a question, you want to call in and talk about anything that I've been talking about or something else that's on your mind, be happy to have you join me tonight. We don't have a special guest. It's just us. But let's talk things out. Let's share some information. While we're waiting for someone to call in, I'm going to talk about a bill that is, again, trying to be, slid in between the cracks in legislation that's before the House and the Senate. House Resolution 1955 and Senate Resolution 1959. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Now, it seems to be somewhat of a metaphor for what's going on in the administration, but I guess this is designed for regular citizens. It could be used by the government to add thousands of activist organizations and millions of Americans to no-travel lists. Starting February 2008, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, otherwise known as CBP, will put into effect Advanced Passenger Information Systems, or what they call APIS. And remember, they have to have initials for everything that they create, whether it's a drug or it's an intelligence agency or a governmental bureau of some type, because they don't want us to understand what it means. So they use these acronyms to smooth over the rough edges. U.S. citizens will need permission from the United States government to travel on air and sea vessels from or through the U.S. That includes foreign visitors. Well, if I were to just deduce who they mean, it's everybody in the whole world. I mean, anybody that would come to the United States, you're either here or you're coming here to visit, and you have to go through this. The Nazis in 1933 invoked similar cross-border travel measures against German citizens who tried to leave the country. Unlike America, Germany wasn't building a huge fence on its border that could contain its citizens. Subsequently, Nazi police started checking citizens' ID cards when traveling on local bus and passenger trains. Police selectively targeted known political and labor activists and persons of interest. The police delighted in stopping targeted persons from traveling to work so they would lose their employment. The Gestapo referred to this as the Don't Live List. Beginning February 8th, 2008, U.S. government's issuance of right-to-travel passes will mirror Nazi travel restrictions if the United States is allowed to stop U.S. citizens using air and sea travel without evidence they committed a crime. Perhaps by coincidence, Representative Jane Harman's current bill, House Resolution, or H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Terrorism Prevention Act, and S. 1959 would create a new government commission, like we need another commission here, with the power to determine which Americans and organizations are ideologically based toward violence, promote or support violent radicalization, or homegrown terrorism. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that we fly airplanes into skyscrapers? Or does that mean we kill 3,000 people at a time? Does that mean that we order the military to stand down? Does that mean that we embezzle trillions of dollars from the central banks? If not, then I would suggest that that's where we start investigating the terrorism, right there. Several vague provisions in House Resolution 1955 and S. 1959, such as facilitate, could be used by government to add thousands of activist organizations and millions of Americans to no travel lists. Anyone attending a planned anti-war rally or environmental meeting could, under these two bills, be alleged as facilitators to promote violence or planning to coerce a government and its people. My goodness, what happened to freedom of speech here? Joining or contributing money to an organization that is subsequently deemed by the new government commission as ideologically based toward violence might get a lawful citizen on a corporate or government no-hire blacklist. How the Nazis expanded its Don't Live list. After thousands of Germans were prohibited from leaving Germany, the Nazi government ordered landlords not to harbor or rent to Jews, anyone the Nazis said were on their blacklist. Soon, targeted citizens and several ethnic groups had no employment, no place to live except the street. Displaced and starving, these citizens were easily arrested for loitering, and under broad provisions of 1933, German discriminatory decrees that are too similar to provisions found in the Patriot Act. Now, this came from Ross Stone and was published on IndieBay.org on the 24th of December 2007. This is a bill, by the way, that is, again, I'm repeating myself, trying to be snuck in with a defense package so that no one sees it. And it was voted down fairly recently, and it took a matter of a week or so for them to attempt to revive it again. This is ridiculous. We have not had justice done in regard to 9/11, and they're just going to go after everybody. In other words, anyone that speaks out is going to be on this list. Anyone that speaks the truth about what's going on is going to be put on this list. Now, is that the purpose for the concentration camps? Is that the purpose for the 186,000 cattle cars that were ordered in 1995, according to former geologist Phil Schneider, that worked on building underground bases throughout the world, who, by the way, was murdered for speaking out about what had happened? And his story is actually covered in conjunction with research that came out regarding the Dulce base in New Mexico, the underground base with aliens and sadistic genetic experiments going on, to mention just a few things going on there. Oh, this world. Okay, so that into consideration. Is it any wonder that Fox News has decided to keep presidential candidate, Republican Dr. Ron Paul, from participating in the Fox Forum, which, as I understand, is going to be promoting the cause of fighting terrorism. Again, we must remind ourselves who the terrorists really are, and they use the term Al-Qaeda. It's well known, it's been documented, that the CIA actually created Al-Qaeda, and they funded Al-Qaeda, and they created the terrorists so that they had an excuse to fight a war. The war was urged and premeditated, in a document called Project for a New American Century. And Mr. Fox News participant, William Crystal, was part of that document and also writes for the Weekly Standard, another fascist publication. So these people planned the event of 9/11, and they stated it not in the specificity that it happened, but they stated and urged that we had another Pearl Harbor event so that it would propel us into a war. This is to suit the profit profit-making and insatiable greed of the military-industrial complex. Let's put it that way. Another story that came my way, Americans for Illegal Immigration put out a quick little blurb, and they have a YouTube video regarding Mara Salvatrucha 13, which is MS-13 gang, which is the main importer of illegal aliens, meth and cocaine into the United States. They vandalized a veterans in New Haven, Connecticut. This press release goes on to say, you may remember that New Haven, Connecticut has given illegal immigrants ID cards, and that ALIPAC, or that's the Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee, made national press for our filers encouraging illegals to go to New Haven, Connecticut. It appears that MS-13 has set up shop in New Haven to import illegal aliens and service them with documents, drugs, prostitutes, etc. Many of us wonder why the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, or the ADL, remember, we've got to have those initials there, refuse to declare the murderous MS-13 as a hate group, since they are killing black and white Americans for racist reasons. This is the kind of thing you can expect more of when your mayor and city council welcome illegal aliens, foster illegal immigration, and the drug and human gangs that make it all happen. Now, there is a YouTube video. I'll give out the address. If you have a pen and paper, write this down. YouTube.com/ watch ?V as in victory =, number one, just one, capital U854, capital P as in Paul, lowercase y, lowercase a, capital Q, S, and I'm going to guess that the last letter is a zero, or it may be a capital O. Can't say. It looks like the number zero, though. Again, youtube.com/ watch ?, V, lowercase v, =, number one, U854, uppercase P, lowercase Y, A, uppercase Q, S, and zero. That should take you to a video that they put out. Now, when I read this, what dawned on me is that New Haven, Connecticut was the stronghold of the Bush family. Particularly Prescott Bush lived in New Haven, and he raised his family in that area. And that was the connection to the central banks in New York. So it's interesting how these pieces, even 60 years later or more, fit together. I just thought I would point that out to you. That's worth checking out, though, that video. Now, Ron Paul has been excluded, as I mentioned, from this Fox News event. And I heard a rumor, I'm not even sure now, it's up in the air. I heard that it might be canceled. But this forum, which is supposed to be like a debate, it was to discuss the merits of the war on terror. And of course, Ron Paul says that we shouldn't even be in Iraq, we shouldn't be in Afghanistan, we should pull all our troops home and protect our country. The doublespeak and the lying that is going on is indicative that Mr. Paul is correct. I recall very recently that they promised they were going to build a 2,000-mile border fence at the southern end of the United States to keep people from illegally entering the country. And as recently as, I guess, the last 6 weeks or 2 months, Elliot Spitzer in New York was pushing for giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. I mean, these people are illegal. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if they're illegal, they're not supposed to be here. Oh, but they're doing the jobs that Americans won't do. No, that's not true. That's the spin. They're not telling us or telling the masses of people that they're paying these people money when they come in, and they have to go to a particular office, let's say in Texas or Arizona. They have to report to this office. They get their identification papers. They get their health cards. They get everything they need. We pay for all of this. What they don't tell you is that the crime rate in Los Angeles is 95 to 97% supported by these illegal aliens that come in, murdering and assaulting people, causing car accidents, causing exponential costs to the infrastructure. And it's overlooked. It's condoned. It's promoted. Why? Because it destabilizes this country and brings the middle class to its knees so that they can just move in and take over. And again, I stress that we have to wake up and see that this is going on. Now, Alan Stang from newswithviews.com wrote a very moving article about Ron Paul on New Year's Eve. And he got quite a response because he had suggested that Ron Paul would not make it to the presidency, even if he was elected, that they would probably assassinate him. And that is quite possible if the story that I reported at the beginning of this hour is true. It's evident that they take out their own. Interestingly, and I'm going to digress for a moment, because Mr. Stang should not be blamed for his story. He's merely pointing out the way it is, the way these people operate. We're dealing with politicians who many ignorant Americans believe are their leaders and that are serving our best interests, when in reality they're serving their own interests. Mr. Stang clearly pointed out that that this is going on. In fact, I referred to William Kristol, and he points out himself that Bill Kristol on Fox has called Dr. Paul a crank and every other anti-American thing he could think of. It was the most vicious attack that he'd ever heard on TV against anyone. Now, what he's saying is the chain of command for treason is really scared. I'm not the only one that sees Fox News this way. In fact, I pointed out that the numbers, the letters Fox stand for the numbers 666. Anyone that knows numerology, you can basically assign a number to every letter of the alphabet and reduce the numbers to the smallest number possible. And in this case, F is a 6. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet. 1 and 5 is 6. And X is the 24th letter of the alphabet, and 2 and 4 is 6, 666, that's Fox. Of course, CNN is 13, the CBS and ABC are both 6s. NBC is not a 6, but if you take their owner, GEC, they are a 6. In fact, the tune that they used to chime, bum, 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 for NBC, those are the notes, G, E, C. So subliminally, even though they're calling the network NBC, they are GEC, or a six. And we have, with the three major networks, their numbers are all six. So you have 666. The international version of the mainstream media, CNN, is the number 13. And I guess that's supposed to mirror the 13 Illuminati families. These people are just into little magic games, little magic tricks with their satanic worship and their ritual, their secret subliminal ritual. Now, we should be aware of these things so that we understand that when we hear what they say, we understand who's saying it, who they're really speaking for. The number 666 represents the Antichrist as far as the Bible is concerned, so anyone that knows what 666 is should be able to figure out that the message coming from 666 is that of the Antichrist. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Listen to these people for 5 minutes. Listen how vicious they are, how they attack anyone that comes on the network to speak the truth, anyone that differs from their point of view, because they are a intelligence-riddled propaganda machine. And that's all they are. And I would love to debate anyone on there, on that network, like Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity or any of them. They're on radio. I'm on radio, too. They're on TV. Whoopie-doo. I've been on TV before. The difference is that I would tell the truth, and they would have to tout the lies, and they would have to tout the talking points, what they are told, according to Project Mockingbird, what they are told to say, because the media is the tool of the Illuminati, the underworld, the shadow government. Now, interestingly, Once Dr. Paul had been excluded and been learned that he had been excluded from this event that was to occur, and they're calling it a forum, everyone that became aware of that, and particularly Ron Paul supporters, became outraged and started a campaign. They started sending emails, started making phone calls. Of course, you're not hearing this from Fox. They don't want to let on that they've gotten to anyone. But this is a serious issue. It's a grassroots movement. Someone is actually standing up for the Constitution of the United States, standing up for the Republic, standing up for your civil rights. And I hear people, well, I think I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's for health care. Well, she was in the White House for 8 years while her old man was having sex with his interns underneath his Oval Office desk. In fact, it adds a whole new meaning to the term Oval Office. Anyway, she didn't do anything about it then. She did nothing about health care then except just make all these empty promises. She's known to be a CIA asset. Probably a Mossad asset as well, and it's kept from the mainstream people. Oh, people just love her. Oh, she's just wonderful. You got to do your homework, folks. You've got to do some reading. Read up on Wantagate. You'll get a clear picture of who Hillary Clinton is. And if that doesn't convince you from Christopher Story's articles or anything that I have written on my website, directlightproductions.com, or published in the Idaho Observer, then by all means, go to tomflacco.com. Read some of his work. Tom is a school teacher, I understand, or it has a background in education. And he's a thorough researcher and a good writer. And he will not go with any story unless he's corroborated it two or three times with various sources. He makes sure that he does his homework. Now, there's a lot of disinformation about the people that make a career out of bringing the truth out. They don't want you to come to the truth, so they're going to lie about the people that are doing it. So talk show hosts are attacked, journalists are attacked. Some ministers, some men of God are attacked for preaching the truth. Where is it in the Bible that the United States has to support Israel? Where is it that we should be creating all these wars? Where does it say in the Bible that we should attack Iran? That these are the urgings of certain televangelists. One particular one of a very large demeanor in San Antonio, Texas, has made a name for himself, trying to instigate a war with Iran. What is that going to do? That's going to make more money for the military-industrial complex. What dispensation has he been given by the government in exchange for that, such a message? And keep in mind that those that are telling us, oh yeah, we need to go in there and attack Iran because they have nuclear weapons. They're going to build a bomb. They have weapons of mass destruction. We are the country that manufactures such weapons. We are the country using such weapons. And they do it in the name of God on top of it. While they worship Satan, while they worship Lucifer, while they have their secret societies, their pedophilia sacrificial rites, and not just at Bohemian Grove or Iron Mountain, they're doing this also in conjunction with the Vatican. There are many escapees from the Vatican mind control programs that talk about the same thing. Young girls at the age of 11 or 12 that were forced to go into the catacombs of the Vatican and witness the sacrificial murder of children in these rituals that they practice. I'm not attacking Catholics here. I'm telling you what the Vatican does. And those of you who profess to know everything about Catholicism, do your homework on the Vatican and look into the Jesuits or the Jesu Society, and Opus Dei. Many of you, and I talk to many Catholics, don't know who they are, never heard of them. That these are the very same people that have aligned themselves with universities across the world. In our country, we have Fordham University, Georgetown University, Boston College, which are the monitoring points. Georgetown is monitoring what's going on in Washington. They want to know what's going on in New York. The Archdiocese is orchestrated through Fordham University. And on the East Coast, near Boston, you've got Boston College. So they can pretty much control things they want, and they've done that since the days of the colonies. And they've done it through the central banks. George Walker, the father-in-law of Prescott Bush, helped set that up. And he was bragged to have gone to the Stonyhurst College, which is the seat of the Jesuit order. It was no accident that he became the head of the World's Fair in 1904 in St. Louis. And it was no accident that I researched that family and the Bush family and proved that they were liars and they were not Americans that they claimed to be, and they're not related to the Queen of England. And if they are, it's a German connection. And I proved in the article the connection to Hitler. And I did that through the deathbed confessions of Otto Skorzeny and census records, shipping records. And so that's who we're dealing with, folks. These people, you know, one of these people became a president of the United States, an illegal alien. Do you wonder why they're pushing for illegal aliens? Somehow, this is going to be, they're going to be able to backdate their illegal entry into the country by allowing illegals to come into the country now. It's ridiculous. This is what's going on in our world. We need to take a stand. I urge people to, if you're in a position to contribute to Ron Paul's candidacy, you can go to ronpaul2008.com. There's a ticker at the top of that webpage. I was watching it at the turn of the new year, and already there was money coming in right after New Year's. And Ron Paul has raised more money in the shortest amount of time from a grassroots movement than all the fat cat dollars that are being pumped into the other candidates' coffers. And he has not accepted the mirrored or the matching funds that the Republican committee gives to their candidates. He's refused those. He always has. He's refused all the benefits that the other congressmen are accepting. He's just serving because he loves his country. And that's really a blessing. Now, the last president that tried to do something great, like what Congressman Paul is trying to do, and that was John F. Kennedy, was murdered. There were a lot of reasons people speculated for his murder. I will tell you that my most recent research is showing me very clearly it was because he had signed the Green-Hilton Agreement and was about to move us into a gold standard, which would have done away with the Federal Reserve. So we can go back to 1963, and Ron Paul today is saying to do away with the Federal Reserve. We can go back all the way to 1963 and see that that was actually something, a document that President Kennedy signed just a few days before his death, just a couple of days before his assassination. He signed the Green-Hilton Agreement. What's interesting is the Library of Congress says that this document does not exist. When I get a copy of it, I'm going to post it on the web with a nice thank you, but no thank you letter to the Library of Congress, telling me and others that they've researched every database in the country or in the world, citing places like LexisNexis. If it was available, it would be there. If it existed, we would have it in the library. That's poppycock or horse pucky. Because the document exists. And we will have a copy not too long from now. And we will understand what was in that document that was so much a threat to the Federal Reserve and the Illuminati banksters that they had to have John F. Kennedy murdered. And they had to do this with the cooperation and the assistance of people like George Herbert Walker Bush, whose name is up and down in the investigation, whose picture is seen on the premises of Dealey Plaza the day he says he doesn't remember where he was. These are the same people embezzling the trillions of dollars. These are the same people trying to run the United States into the ground. And we're not going to allow it to happen. We're out of time. I want to thank you for listening to Evident Footprints tonight. We will have Jim Murray on Friday at the end of this week, again, continuing the wonderful information that he's been sharing with us about some of his inventions, and we're going to expand on those things. I want to be sure to check out my website, directlightproductions.com. I posted some of Jim's pictures there, and there are some saucer pictures too, which he alluded to the craft being built by Warren Getz when Jim was a young man. He was able to take pictures, and also there's some pictures of some energy devices that he built for Bethlehem Steel. So Some good shows coming up in the near future, too. I've got some big name guests that will be on the show in the next couple of weeks. And I appreciate you listening. And hopefully you learned something. In the meantime, peace, love, and light. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.